Listen up! You are listening to the Soundstage. Chinese indie music is finally here.
你现在收听的是因你而乐，属于中国的独立音乐终于来了。
Was Mind Binoculars by Doc Talk Shock, a band from Dalian. And again, I had no idea that there was rock music in Dalian, especially of this caliber. I just recently discovered them, and I'm really starting to get into these bands like Witch Park and Wang Wen. But Doc Talk Shock, really cool. We hope to play more of them. And Dalian band, send me your stuff, please. As a matter of fact, any bands in China, Chengdu, Wuhan, Guangzhou, Ningxia, Xiamen, I know you're out there. Send me your music, thesoundstage@cri.com.cn, or you can follow the Weibo at the Soundstage. Now, welcome back, by the way, to the show. This is the Soundstage. Yinni Aryue. I'm the host, Jonathan. And in the first half hour, I made a very important announcement in Chinese, and I don't know if I'm going to try make an attempt to do that again. But just to sum up, 9月6号晚, 愚公移山, 颁奖现场, 将会集结, 因你而月栏目, 采访过的, yeah, okay, the point is we're having a concert on September 6th at 愚公移山. It's going to be an award ceremony for some of the best bands that we have interviewed on the video show, which you can watch, by the way, at crienglish.com. And you can win tickets to see this concert for free if you go to our website, crienglish.com, or 3g.qq.com with Tencent QQ. And you can also vote for your favorite band and choose which band will get an award. And speaking of which bands will get awards and voting in the concert, this next song is by Nova Heart, who is headlining the concert at Yugong Yishan. The song is called My Song 9, and I'll tell you more about it after the track. That song's cool. That was My Song 9 by Nova Heart, helmed by the delicious Helen Fung, who gave one of my favorite interviews on the video program, where she just talked about being an artist, a musician in China, and just how this time is such a wonderful time for creativity in China and for trying new things. If you haven't seen that episode, I highly recommend it. The next song is Oh My Garden by Sophie Ko. She is a Chinese descent, who's from Australia, and she's topping the charts over there with her indie pop stylings. She just had a new record come out, and I just saw her two nights ago at Jianghu. She's doing a tour in China, And I believe right now she is in Chongqing on the final leg of that tour. And if I'm not mistaken, she's going to come back in 6 months. So with your support, with your love, you can see Sophie Coe again. Here's Oh My Garden. That was Oh My Garden by Sophie Coe, and in case you're wondering, yes, she really can sing that well live. She is incredible! This next song is Glass Walls by another Shanghai band called Duck Fight Goose, or Ya Da I believe? Yeah, I'm not too straight with my Chinese animals. But they're quite experimental, electronic, I don't know, maybe like the Animal Collective of China. That's a terrible comparison, but they're pretty out there, but they're really cool. Here's Glass Walls by Duck Fight Goose from Shanghai.
Glass Walls.
Was Glass Walls by Duck Fight Goose of Shanghai, and our show is almost done. We have one more track for you, but before we play that, I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to come back next Saturday at the same time, and don't forget to sign up to try to get some tickets for the Soundstage concert at 3g.qq.com. Also, I have many, many tasks for you. Go to the Weibo at the Soundstage, go to our website, crienglish.com, to see videos of these bands, and email me at thesoundstage@cri.com.cn and send me your music. I've gotten very, very few submissions. I'm quite disappointed. I really thought there'd be a lot of people sending me their stuff, but it's only been a few people, and I really need to get a lot more before I start playing your music on this show. Now, to wrap it up, we have On a Raining Day by Zhang Sian, or Jean-Sebastien Haile, and he's French, but he speaks perfect Chinese, and he plays Chinese instruments. So closing out is On a Raining Day by Zhang Sian. See you next week.
他说他需要，他说他应该，他说他需要，他说他需要离开。